Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Our prayers and you know, sadness, condolences to David this morning. Whenever we found out yesterday, we reached out, and many of you have as well. So thank you so much for that. With the passing of his father, Mr. Fred Reed.
Really, really nice message on Facebook that was enlightening and tough to read at the same time.
Ryan Mudd is in studio, in for the chairman of the board this morning.
So far, so good.
Yeah, we are on the air. Seconds. At least we think we are. And we are ready to go. Tonight, we will be in Kansas City, I believe, doing maybe a Facebook Live or a Periscope, Paul. Or a special broadcast for members.
Bringing all the equipment on this trip.
So that'll be fun.
Ready to roll.
We'll be in KC. Nice. And then tomorrow, live from Johnny's Tavern with a jam-packed guest list for the third week in a row. Ready.
We have been working on a number of different things all week, and it got to the point midweek where we started thinking, boy, we really hope some of these things come through. And it's almost like a Super Bowl week. You get there, you're a little bit anxious. We need to get interviews, and then suddenly the moment you start to worry, there's no reason to worry because everything starts to fall into place. Everything is now falling into place for our Friday broadcast from Kansas City. If you liked what we did in Providence and in Baltimore in terms of getting a feel for the city and the franchise where the Titans are playing, we're going to have a lot of that tomorrow in Kansas City also. Really looking forward to it. A big thanks to Johnny's Tavern for hosting us both Friday and Saturday. We'll be there all day Friday with us in 3HL. Then Saturday, really an all-day event leading up to the Titans Road Rally that night. And then the live midday 180 broadcast from 8 to 9 p.m.
And it's all presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. If you are looking for just someone who understands the X's and O's of healthcare coverage, turn to Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947, online at fbhealthplans.com. And also Brentwood Hearing Center. They have more than 30 years at their location. Just a great practice there, right off of I-65 at the Brentwood Old Hickory exit. Five doctors of audiology ready to improve your quality of life by addressing your hearing care needs, online at brentwoodhearingcenter.com.
Despite all of these things falling into place, despite us getting ready to head for lovely Kansas City, I drove in today and found myself incredibly pissed off. Is it pissed off for greatness? I don't know yet. We'll find out. Would you like to hear the list of things pissing me off?
Oh, yes. Paul, when you come in and before the show, you tell us that I am angry on the way into the show today. We know that it's going to be a good start to the show. So absolutely, the floor is yours.
I'm pissed off that some people are questioning me, asking Jeffrey Simmons whether he spat on Marshall Yanda. Leave me alone, okay? If somebody accuses a guy of spitting, it's absolutely my job to go ask him if he spat or not. The person you should be talking to is every other person that didn't approach Jeffrey Simmons to ask that question. Period. End of story. I'm pissed off at Brandi Carlile because last night, despite putting on a tremendous show at the Ryman, she waited 45 minutes after her opening act finished playing to go on at 9, which was big timing her crowd, the first of 6 sold-out shows. There is no reason. Look, old man screaming at the clouds, call me whatever you want. I was hardly the only person there that was antsy. There is no reason to make people wait 45 minutes at the Ryman Auditorium, sitting on the benches, which are not that comfortable. I don't know how much you think you're making in merch and drinks during those 45 minutes when the vast majority of the people are sitting in their seats. I've been to a lot of shows at the Ryman. Hutton, you've been to a lot of shows at the Ryman. Have you ever heard of 45 minutes between the opening act and the main
act? It's not routine when it's announced when the opening act and the main act will be taking the stage. They're normally right on the minute. from what I've noticed in emails and texts that I'll get from them.
The email you sent me said she was going out at 8:10.
Right. And to me, that means that they started late with the opening act and everything got pushed back and they didn't update anyone.
Look, if she's going on at 9, that's fine. Then the opening act should be finished at 8:35, 8:40.
Well, that's not possible because they switch out all their gear.
Well, the stuff was switched out in plenty of time. I mean, there was no hassle with switching out the stuff. The stuff was switched out in 20 minutes. Then we sat there and watched an empty stage for whatever. And it's nice to catch up with my wife, but we went there to see a show.
And again, I told you, I said normally they're right on time with their when they take the stage. So, I don't know what happened.
I was incredibly annoyed by that.
Well, this
then
led
she
to her,
puts on an excellent, excellent show. Now, this is Music City, where I expect people to understand how to watch music. And I've seen a number of people at the Ryman Auditorium, which she called the best building there is to play live music in. And Hutton, I know you've seen this. I've seen Elvis Costello do it. I've seen a bunch of people do it. Step away from the amplification to use the acoustics of the building, which is something to behold. So she and these twins who are her bassist and guitarist, and they sing as a trio a lot, steps in front of the microphones, and they sing this beautiful song. Now, for this song, we should treat this like we're at Skirmerhorn and be silent because the acoustics are excellent, but it's still a bit of a strain to hear it, right? It's quieter because it's not amplified. So what should we not do? Woo! Yeah, Randy, I loved it! What the hell? What idiot? It says, you know what? This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Brandi Carlile singing at the Ryman Auditorium without amplification. And what I'm going to do is scream over it. This pisses me off.
Mumford and Son did a similar thing when we were at the
Ryman. Yeah, they
also,
were
and they, do it, they do it in the arena also when I saw them. But people know to stay quiet when they're playing.
I wanted to strangle people. All right, so I get home, I go to bed, I get up this morning, I do some laundry, I pack, blah, blah, blah. Then I get this morning, the shoulder cop. There's a policeman in the shoulder with his lights on. We all have to stop. Oh, my God, there's a cop in the shoulder with his lights on. Then a guy cuts me off with a bumper sticker, Pray for America. I signal to him by crossing myself and mouthing the words, I am praying for you to learn how to drive. I can't get to Pray for America because you need my prayers because you can't drive. You almost caused an accident. That's what I have to pray for. I have to micro-pray before I can macro-pray.
Pray for you, then pray for America.
Right. I have to start small.
Little to big.
Right. I can't go
usually
big.
Usually we like to go big to little on this show. You went little to big.
If I go big, I'm getting in an accident. I have to go small. Then I get here, and Chad Withrow, a lifelong fan of the Atlanta Braves, is wearing Baltimore Orioles gear.
I know. He's wearing my gear that I brought.
Be pissed off?
Yep.
The Hutton, well, that's my evening and my morning.
This is a Hutton special. I like the way it looks. I like the way it feels. It's my American
League
team.
It's also a bad jacket.
You don't like it?
No.
Putting your thoughts.
It's like a quarter panel jacket.
Did the Yankees send you any free gear?
No.
Okay.
No, they don't need to send me free gear. People actually buy their gear.
You would wear it if they sent it?
I would.
Even if it looked like that?
No, I wouldn't wear that.
Yeah, you would. If it had the NY, you'd be wearing that jacket. Chad, it looks great.
Thank you.
Glad you're a fan of my Orioles.
You wouldn't buy that one.
Huge Orioles.
Titans and Chiefs, a lot to discuss, and we'll discuss how the Titans control the line of scrimmage against Kansas City in this one. And are we expecting a similar type game than to what we saw in Week 10? Or would we be surprised if things change up a bit in this matchup? Because Mahomes still threw for a ton of yards. He's more mobile now. Titans are more confident now in the run game, even though they ran for 188 against Kansas City that day. For me, that was the game where they turned the corner, so to speak, with an offensive line in the run game that got going down the stretch. And since then, we haven't seen much from Tannehill, but when he has thrown, he's been very efficient, and he's put up points. We'd love to get your take. 615-737-1045, our number. We've got about 30 minutes of open phones where we're going to discuss all things Titans and Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
We had a chance to take a bunch of calls on Monday reacting to the Ravens win. We haven't had a chance to take a bunch of calls since then. Now is your chance to jump in. Let's preview Titans-Chiefs AFC Championship. 615-737-1045. 737-1045.
What does it take to be awarded the 15th fastest growing business in Middle Tennessee and the fastest growing dealership in the area, according to the Nashville Business Journal? After years of consistent growth, Music City Autoplex, they can tell you. Aggressive pricing, tons of vehicles for any budget, financing options for any situation, more cash for your trade, and the promise you'll be treated like family. That's the Autoplex way, and it's what makes them the uncommon dealership at 2430 Gallatin Pike. Music City Autoplex, they want your vehicle, and they're willing to pay $500 more than any written appraisal offer you may receive, guaranteed. You heard it right. They're going to buy your vehicle today and give you $500 more than any written appraisal offer, regardless of whether you purchase from Music City Autoplex or not. Not a trade, but a purchase. They'll buy your vehicle right now. The best deal you're going to find anywhere is at Music City Autoplex, home of the $500 bonus appraisal offer, located at 2430 Gallatin Pike, 15 minutes from downtown. Music City Autoplex, the uncommon dealership. Their other address online, musiccityautoplex.com.
Warning.